insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين له الفداء السلام عليكم brothers and sisters. I'd like to welcome you again to our program. And inshallah, we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the understanding of more of His verses. First, let's hear the verses.
وَدَّ كَثِيرٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ لَوْ يَرُدُّونَكُمْ مِّنْ بَعْدِ إِيمَانِكُمْ كُفَّارًا حَسَدًا مِّنْ عِنْدِ أَنفُسِهِمْ مِّنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الْحَقُّ فَاعْفُوا وَاصْفَحُوا حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ تَجِدُوهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ
We were discussing verse 109, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that many of the people of the book are eager to turn you into disbelievers or unbelievers after you have your faithful and you have believed out of their inner envy. We explained the first piece, and there was a practical point that we hope people listen to and are going to be able to practice it, inshallah. What I want to express and expand on in this session is the next piece of the verse, that حَسَدًا مِنْ عِنْدِ أَنفُسِهِمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الْحَقِّ out of their inner envy after the truth had become manifest to them. Many people of the book are going to be wanting to convert you back to whatever it may be, Christian, Jews, or even, you know, atheists. They just don't want you to be Muslim. Why? The reasoning is very interesting, that they want to do it because حَسَدًا مِنْ عِنْدِ أَنفُسِهَمْ jealousy. Now, it's been translated here in a translation that I have as their inner envy. I think the word hasad has been translated, and the equivalent of it is jealousy. They were jealous. They felt inside that they are missing something. They see these people are on the right path. They're reaching salvation. Inside, they feel empty. Now, there's a difference between, there's a word in Arabic called ghibta, and there's a word that is hasad. Okay. Sometimes we have that inner feeling that I would like to have something that someone or a friend of mine or other people that I see have. When I see, for example, something that's probably very common, when I see some wealth or a good job or good education or whatever it may be of my friend or people around me that they have, or even a piece of clothing or shoes or whatever it may be, people at different levels have got different tastes, and their things that they like are going to be different. Whatever I like that I see in someone else, I feel like I want it too. This has not been considered bad and haram or anything like that. What is bad is the negative aspect of that, and that is that you don't want the individual, like I see someone with very nice clothing, or I see someone with a really, really nice look, really pretty, and I see them. Instead of just saying, wow, and I wish I had that face, or I wish I had this, and I feel like I want it too, I want them not to have that. I want to get rid of the good thing that they have. If I'm like playing basketball with a person, he's got really good shooting, I would like to actually do something to his hand so he cannot shoot those hoops the way he does. If I'm in school and I see this person's got a really nice notebook, jealousy would be, hasad would be, that I would want to get a hold of that notebook and just rip it apart so that person doesn't have it. This is bad. This is hasad. Now, in order to have hasad and jealousy, as we said, you gotta like, you gotta want what the other party, what the other side, what the other individual has. In this case, we're talking about Ahlul Kitab, the people of the book, people that apparently, or as they claim, they believe in a divine religion. Now the Prophet has come, they're claiming that this Prophet is not a Prophet. What he is saying is wrong. These are lies. These are what they're claiming. So apparently, based on their claim, they wouldn't like what the Muslims have. They wouldn't want to be part of the Muslims. So why would they be jealous? Why would they have hasad of the Muslims? And that's why we've got to read that continuation that we already read and translated, that مِن بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الْحَقِّ, after the truth had become manifest to them. They had understood fully the truth behind the Prophet, in that he is definitely the Prophet that was promised to them, that was going to be coming, and that's why they moved to that region. They saw all the signs in this Prophet, all of the foretellings that had come in their books were true about him. They completely, the verse very clearly and very nicely puts it, بَعْدَمَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ, it was clear for them the truth. When after the truth was clear for them, they liked to have that, but they didn't want it. They saw that it'll be against their worldly benefits to accept that truth. But at the same time, they felt that that is something they have to follow. Okay, so it's like someone similar to someone that, you know, it looks really ugly, and they see someone with a really nice and pretty face, and they just can't do anything about it. They can't make their own face nice. Now, in this case, it's similar but different. They can change and become Muslims, but they feel on one hand that they don't want to change. On the other hand, and inside, they feel that they should be. So they feel that way, that, okay, if I can't be a Muslim, if I can't see the truth, if I can't accept and express the truth openly, then these people should also not express that. Again, there's another practical point. Now, there's a lot of practical points to get from this, but there's one at a social level. There's some at an individual level. At the individual's level, okay, the issue of jealousy that's mentioned in the verse, everyone knows what they have inside. I can't fool myself into thinking that what I have understood to be the truth is not the truth. I'm only fooling myself if I do that. And that's what these people were doing. Brothers and sisters, we should try to be of the type of people that are always looking for the truth. And it's not difficult for them to turn back and say, I made a mistake, I was wrong, I see the truth, I'm going to follow the truth from now on. All right? We should always be looking for that. Not that for our, you know, for some greed that we have or some inner problem and spiritual problem that we have. When we see the truth, we start to fool ourselves about that not being the truth. And because of that, wanting to take that truth away from others. In arguments and in discussions, whether it's family life, whether it's in school, whether it's in the masjid, this is a cause of a lot of problems, okay? I see a person is doing good in the masjid, they're running the place good. I want to be in that position, and I don't want that person to be the position. I start to destroy his arguments. I start to say that he's not qualified, although I do know that he's qualified. That jealousy, brothers and sisters, when we see it, when we see the truth, let's accept the truth and not be jealous of those who have it, okay? But as I said, the first step in not having the jealousy, as the verse tells us, is to accept that truth. The problem that these people had was that since they realized the truth is the truth, but they didn't accept it, they didn't want to accept it, okay? They had to fill in that blank space in their hearts with jealousy to get rid of the people who actually had that good thing that they saw, the truth that they saw was truth. Okay, so if I actually accept that this person that is running the place, for example, is actually qualified, if I accept and I, after I realize that I was wrong in my decision in the family and I was accusing someone for the wrong reasons, or my decision for what the family should do was wrong, if I see and accept that truth, there's going to be less room for that jealousy. Okay, and the other personal gain or the other personal advice we can take from the verse is the issue of jealousy and how dangerous and devastating that trait could be in one. Hasad and jealousy, which I explained, is that feeling that you want others, that you realize they have some good thing in them, you want them not to have that. Okay, this is a very dangerous trait that we should try to keep away from. But the social point that I wanted to mention that we need to take from this verse, and again, I would have to re-emphasize that seeing the beauty of the Holy Quran, how many points can be taken just from one verse of the Holy Quran. The verse is talking about a social issue, so the main advice that it has for us is going to be for as a social issue. Okay, as we mentioned, the Christians and the Jews, the Ahlul Kitab, because of this inner feeling, at that time and even today, they're going to be wanting to create doubts in people's minds and to cause them to become kafir and to deny the message. Okay, so a lot of the questions and doubts that are mentioned online, on the internet, in books, and all these other books, they're not sincere questions, brothers and sisters. They're not sincere questions for us to read and start to think, okay, let me look at this perspective and then go find the answers and, you know, clarify it for myself and I become stronger in iman. No, the purpose, the language, it's been written very cleverly so it will create doubts in your minds. They want to do that because they have that inner feeling, okay? So you should feel like that about what you get from the non-Muslims. You should always have that feeling inside that when you hear something from the media, from the news channels, from school, anywhere you hear that, I'm not saying that everything they say is lies or they're trying to do that and every single individual is doing that. No, but let's take this advice. Especially when we get the information from the non-Muslim powers, from the governments, from the media, and the likes of that, if that's a message coming from there, we should question it. Okay, is this being done sincerely, or is this trying to fool me? Not paying attention to this point has caused a lot of people to fall into the trap of questioning statements that come from Muslim scholars. The doubts that are raised in these people's minds from the Western media and the Western academic or academia is so strong that they don't even realize that they've been influenced by that. And what they're saying and the doubts that they have regarding the issue are because of what they have taken in from the Christians and the Jews. So briefly again, the advice, the practical advice we take from the verse is we should be careful of the information and what comes from the non-Muslims, especially what comes from the Jewish-run media. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the furqan, the distinction, so that we can understand and be able to distinguish between truth and falsehood, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
سبحانك يا من لا شريك له سبحانك يا من لا شريك له سبحانك يا من لا شريك له سبحانك